There's a natural medicine exhibition opening Friday, July 20th at the Lloyd Library and Museum. It's called Pharmacognosy Illustrated, A History of Natural Pharmaceuticals. With me in the studio to talk about it is Patricia Van Sight, Executive Director of the Lloyd Library. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Patricia.
Thank you, Lee.
Pharmacognosy, what's the definition of this word and how does it relate to this exhibition and the Lloyd Library's early history?
Well, thanks. And that is the first thing people have a question about is that word, because it's not one that just rolls off the tongue. It actually is taken from three Greek words that mean intense drug knowledge, and it was popularized in 1815 by a German medical student. Today, we use the term, and there are pharmacognosists still today, even though the tradition goes back to ancient times. And it's pharmacists and chemists that work in the field of natural medicine. Basically, they do their research on medicinal plants and occasionally marine life.
How did this exhibition come about, and who worked on it, and how long did it take to put together?
I guess you could say 100 years or a couple thousand years. We actually have been working on it actively for about 6 months. There is an organization that's called the American Society of Pharmacognosy, and they are holding their annual conference in Lexington this coming week. And we wanted to have an exhibition for them to take an excursion trip. It also is sort of the cornerstone of our collection, because the Lloyd brothers, who started the Lloyd Library, we're Cincinnati early and successful pharmacognosists. So we had a lot of things that we could draw upon, not just the old books, rare books that go back to the 1500s that are really stunning, but we had a lot of equipment, artifacts, specimens, things in bottles. So it's going to have a really different look and feel than some of the other exhibits that we've had at the Lloyd.
This exhibition features modern medical illustrations, vintage botanical art, and specimens of medicinal plants. Take us on a tour of the displays, if you will.
Sure. So, believe it or not, anthropologists have indicated that going all the way back to the Neanderthal times, Neanderthal people used plants to address illness and disease. So we're going to actually take a brief peek at that, but then we're going to look at some of the medicinal plants from the ancient Greeks, Egyptians, Indian medicine, which was the cornerstone or the foundation for yoga, and early Chinese medicine. And all of these traditions, obviously we don't have the early tablets and that sort of thing on display, but they were reproduced going back to the 1500s. So we have some of those early works. And what also is really nice is that we have contemporary reprints. So people will actually be able to look through these pages, touch them, and handle them. Then we're going to take a pretty big leap into the 19th century and talk about when pharmacognosy took hold in Cincinnati. And it was part of what was known as the eclectic medical movement. And that was natural pharmaceuticals, natural medicine, really, that was in response to some of the traditional practices that were being used at the time, things like leaching, poisoning, mercury. So this was a different approach, and it relied on a lot of those ancient traditions. But the Lloyd brothers and the Eclectic Medical Institute that they were affiliated with did new research and developed new medicines based on plants.
And there must have been a resurgence of the natural plants movement during the hippie movement, I would think.
That's right. And it continues today. Actually, when you look at even what we consider mainstream drug companies, and a lot of people, if you go to your doctor about a particular ailment, they may suggest that you do something natural as well. Take garlic for blood pressure or something like that. We feel like the timing is really right. The Lloyd brothers and pharmacognosy was sort of ahead of its time in the 19th century. Then in the 20th century, when there was a lot of emphasis on chemicals, and if we even think about chemotherapy, poisoning things, they were sort of considered behind their times. So we sort of feel like things are coming back full circle.
And of course, there's the medical marijuana movement.
That's right. And we have a great deal of resources on medical marijuana. Again, going back to 1700s, 1800s, talking about medical uses for cannabis. And in fact, in one of our illustrations that we have, our most recent exhibition, Garden to Table, there was an illustration of from a German book of gardening plants. And right in there was cannabis. And it was even labeled as such.
And you've got a relationship with the University of Cincinnati.
We do. The Lloyd Library and Museum once was a full-blown museum. Now we're really more of a library. But when it was a museum, it had what was known as a herbarium, and it was dried specimens of plants from around the world. And in the early 20th century, many of those specimens went to the University of Cincinnati. We have a really good relationship. In fact, one of our speakers for this program series runs the herbarium, and they're sharing with us some dried specimens.
Could you talk about some of the medicinal plants that are going to be on exhibition?
Sure. So one of them is digitalis, which many people know as foxglove, and that is known for both treating heart medicine, heart conditions, also anxiety, which is interesting. Another plant that many of us know from our garden and maybe heard of because it made a resurgence in the 1990s was echinacea. You're getting a cold, you take a little echinacea to boost your immune system. We have samples of echinacea from the Lloyd Brothers Pharmacy from the 1890s. So 100 years later, it sort of grabbed back on. We also are going to have a companion exhibit of photographs by a gardener from the early 1900s who hybridized poppies. Poppies were used for pain relief and, again, heart medication. But as we all know, with an opioid crisis, there's a lot of challenge with that. So that's one of the things that, you know, we want to consider also is that things can be both helpful and also poisonous or harmful.
And you've got a couple of lectures linked to this exhibition. The first one is on Friday, July 27th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the visual story of drugs. And it's medicinal illustrations, or in this particular case, pharmaceutical illustrations. Most people aren't aware that when pharmaceutical research is done, when that information is conveyed, whether it's today to the FDA or to the general public, one of the things that helps people understand what's happening and what's happening in the body is illustrations. And so these are actually gorgeous illustrations. This practice, again, has gone back to ancient times, but we have a very strong collection of medicinal illustrations from a group called the Vesalius Trust. And so those will be on display, and we'll have one of the medical illustrators, Marcia Hartsock, talk about the history of that.
Then you have another one this fall, and that's on September 21st. Very interesting topic.
I'm very interested to hear that as well. This is Eric Tepe, who's a medicinal botany professor at UC, takes regular trips to the Amazon, and this is titled Mosquitoes, Jesuits, and Botanical Expeditions. And what he says to pique our curiosity is, what does gin and tonic, the Nobel Prize, and the fall of the Roman Empire have in common? And I guess he's going to bring that all together for us as he talks about using traditional cures, plant-based medicine, to cure malaria.
Well, it all sounds very exciting. And the opening again will be on Friday, July 20th from 5:30 to 8. And it's free and open to the public.
It is.
I understand that those who wish to attend either of those lectures, though, need to make a reservation through your website or by calling the library.
That's correct, yes.
Is there a reservation deadline?
When they sell out, and I will have to say that our programs have been selling out pretty early, so I recommend people signing up as soon as possible.
Thanks for telling us about this fascinating exhibition, Patricia.
Thank you, Lee.
I've been in conversation with Patricia Van Syk, Executive Director of the Lloyd Library and Museum, at 917 Plum Street in downtown Cincinnati. Their exhibition, Pharmacognosy Illustrated, A History of Natural Pharmaceuticals, is on display July 20th through September 21st. You'll find a link for more information and lecture reservations at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.